Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Dr. Axel, welcome to Crypto Nights. We are extremely excited to have you on our podcast. As I told you, I've been looking forward to an interview with you and learn more about Shivom. So why don't we kick it off with you telling us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came into this point.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me here on the show. I'm also very excited about it. So first, a little bit about myself, about Shivom. So I'm a scientist. I'm a geneticist by trade. So I did my PhD, okay, that's already like 25 years ago in here in Germany. I'm based in Munich, in the beautiful, wonderful Munich. And this is where we also built our headquarters. And well, over the years, so I spend a lot in a lot of time in the academic environment. So I had several positions at universities and other institutions, in clinics all around the world. So I spent quite some time in the UK, in Sweden, and then I was almost a decade in Toronto, Canada. And I had my own research group. So I came back to Germany a few years ago, and my research group was involved in studying complex diseases. So what we mean by complex is that there are just a lot of genetic or so-called epigenetic components to a disease. There's not one single reason. It's like one single gene that is mutated. So there are a lot of reasons that a certain disease can develop. Typical diseases are diabetes, Alzheimer's, schizophrenia. Now, these are diseases, also cancer, all areas where my research group was involved with. And then after I left the academic environment, I spent a few years in bioinformatics. So I worked in Switzerland, and the company I was working with, we built a so-called precision medicine or genomics platforms for the pharmaceutical industry. So really for the top 25 pharma companies. And at that time, so I noticed that there was a huge problem in this bioinformatics field. And that was simply that all those pharmaceutical companies and other researchers all around the world had really difficulties not only finding good genome databases, but also of accessing them and sharing this data, right? Because you have to imagine like a company like Pfizer, Merck, or Bayer, all of those companies, they're really multinational nowadays. So one research team, they may sit in Tokyo and another one in San Francisco and then another one in Cairo and another one in Melbourne. And they can, especially the new rules that are coming out all around the planet on data privacy, they cannot just share easily data between themselves. This is actually a very complex process. And now, since a few days, we have even, it's even more complex. We have the so-called GDPR regulations coming here from Europe, but that those rules about data privacy, they're really affecting people all over the world. So also companies in the US and in Australia and Japan, they're also affected by those rules. So in essence, we had to find now ways to make it easier to access databases of genomic DNA sequences and other so-called omics data, so healthcare data and medical records, and to share them and make them really useful, actionable in a scientific background. So to solve this, I started to look a little bit more into blockchain technology. And I will not dive here too much into blockchain because I assume the listeners of this great show, they know the basics about blockchain. But nevertheless, so in healthcare, there are a lot of advantages where blockchain can help to really reinvent and revolutionize the healthcare ecosystem. And this is what we want to do also with Shibo. And so I started to really look into this topic, learned everything I could about it. I joined Don Tapscott's Blockchain Research Institute in Toronto as a faculty member, specialized on also the healthcare environment. And So in time, of course, I got to together with a lot of people in the field and also with my co-founders, especially from India, from also from the UK. And so the idea grew to build a company around this topic. So bringing together really the newest technologies, blockchain, the state-of-the-art genomic sequencing, artificial intelligence, cryptography, so deep learning algorithms, and in the future also other technologies. This could be IoT and other very exciting things out there. So we try really to bring everything together and build a platform so that everyone on this planet can really manage their health. And here we are, and I'm sitting here now and can tell about our great project.
Yeah, I think in many ways it's funny when I ask founders this question is, you went through a whole circuitous path of career and picked up all the skills along the way that it came a perfect moment for you to do something like Shivom. And that's exactly how I feel when I'm listening to you. I'm saying, I'm kind of highlighting, okay, he picked that up here and something else here. And then you mentioned Don Tapscott and then blockchain. And it's interesting how you blended all of those. Then your academia and industry background. So very interesting profile. I can see that you bring a multifaceted experience to the bear, to the table. So now let's fast forward a little bit. And how did a little of the backstory behind Shivom, how did the idea come about? How did you find your co-founders? And then what was the intent behind it?
Well, of course, I'm went to so many blockchain conferences, so meetups, same with genomics and AI meetings. And from time to time, you cross the paths of, again, the same people, right? And of course, you start talking. And especially when I met my co-founder, Gaurish Singla from Chandigarh in India. So we had exactly the same ideas and wavelengths, basically. So we really then worked on our business model and thought, okay, how can we really revolutionize the genomics field? This was basically our first idea, because I have this genomics background and Gaurish has a business background, also a serial entrepreneur. And myself, I also started, co-founded another company, a precision medicine company. So I was already basically exploring all those, the startup environment and the precision medicine environment. But our first idea was really thinking about making genomics really more democratized. That means in the moment, all of the companies in that space all around the planet, they usually own the data of people. Yeah. So I will not name here specific companies, but the business model is usually that you can get your genome sequenced. So you have to pay for getting your sequence. The company, the genetics company, they keep, of course, your DNA sequence and they sell it. So they give access to it to pharmaceutical companies or other research groups or marketing companies. And they earn quite a lot of, quite a huge amount of money with it. And nothing of this ends up where, to our opinion, where it belongs to the data owner, right? If it's your DNA sequence that's analyzed, I think it's just fair that you get something out of it, right? And this is basically what the whole idea was originally built on. So we wanted to make a platform where everyone can get sequenced really with the newest technology. So that means whole genome sequencing. Like most of the companies in the field, they're still only sequence just parts of your genome, certain genomic regions, so-called exome sequencing. But we want to move further, so really provide whole genome sequencing as well. And then the idea is basically that every individual really owns their data. It's not ours. We don't even have access to it. And we do this by providing this blockchain and cryptography platform. That means, practically speaking, people can either upload their DNA sequence if they have already one, or they can get sequenced with us, and they can be anonymous, right? So we basically don't know who this person really is. And this is, I think, also quite important, because people, they value their privacy, especially when it comes to very sensitive healthcare data. Now, why do you want to show everyone that you maybe you suffer from a disease? And it's really not everyone's business, right? You don't want to share this with everyone. You don't want to have this in the hands of a marketing company or your health insurance. Or, like, imagine you're predisposed to diabetes or Alzheimer's. So depending where you live, in some countries, this could mean really trouble. This could be a huge problem, because the health insurance, they may say, look, we will not insure you, or they will raise your premium. So you want to keep this data private. And this is something that we can do. But at the same time, we can, by using smart contracts on the blockchain, we want to empower people to support research, so they can share their data if they want to, but they don't have to. So it's really up to the user. And if they say, okay, look, I'm interested, there we have a diabetes case in the family. I'm really interested in diabetes research, because it's good for me, it's good for my kids, and generally for the population, if I support the research, it's good. But then you could decide, okay, if an academic researcher wants to study my data, they can get it for free. But if a pharmaceutical company wants to look at my data and they make lots of money with it because they sell some drugs coming out of this data, they have to pay. Wow. And in this case, basically the largest amount of this money would not go to us, but it would go to the data owner. So basically you as the user, because it's your data. So there are a lot of use cases where this is really helpful. And this is basically sort of the core we started out with. But there are also other companies that are trying something very similar, but we want to go really much further. So the genomic data is just the core, what we call it, the center of gravity. There are a lot of other very interesting data you can collect about a human being from, we call it like the omics data. These are other data about the molecules in your body. This could be metabolomic data. These are the small molecules that run through your bloodstream, or transcriptomic data, so your RNA molecules in your cells, or epigenetic data. These are chemical modifications that switch genes in your genome on and off. So all of those and a lot of other data, they're very interesting to put together to study and basically help you to manage your health. And of course, just providing this data doesn't make much sense. Now, what would you do with this data? Now, you would need to be a researcher to really understand those data. Even if you would go with this data to your physician or to the hospital, they would say, hey, very interesting, but this is way too complicated for us. And there we have another layer of a service that we want to offer. This is, first of all, we want to build a genetic counselor network to make the data really actionable for people. Because imagine you, nowadays, you can go to a company, you get your genome sequenced, and then you get a report, and there's written like, hey, you have a 60% chance of getting Alzheimer's by age 82. Or you have a 12% increased chance of getting a heart attack in your lifetime. So what does it mean? Do I have to worry now? Can I do something about it? Does it affect my family? What does it mean? And a lot of people actually, they really panic and they don't know what to do with this data. And so the key is basically, we don't want to leave people alone with this. We want to really support them, help them understand what it means. So also with educational material, the counselors, long-term probably also that we can connect them with researchers, with doctors that are specialized in certain areas, and just help them manage their health, right? And by doing this, there are now lots of possibilities. Once we have all this data there in the platform, and I have to here emphasize, this data is safe. This is the whole basically idea behind it. The we want to lower as much as possible, as technological possible, the risk that your valuable sensitive data is at risk of being stolen or inappropriately used. That means we would never ever sell your data or share your data with anyone without your consent. Even we ourselves, Shivom, also our team members, we would not be able to access your DNA sequence. So even if there would be some evil guy implanted in our company that wanted to steal the data, it would not be possible because only the user itself grants access with their cryptographic keys to the data. So this is very important. So data privacy is really the absolute top most important thing here. And of course, now imagine you are providing your data, you give access to it for research, and you can earn some money. So we are using our utility tokens for this. So everything on the platform runs with our Omics tokens. So there are lots of reward mechanisms. So by, for example, if you're filling out health questionnaires or if you participate in clinical research or support other programs, maybe population health programs, you can earn those tokens. And then you can use them again to access other services. So we have you have to imagine this is like a healthcare marketplace that we want to build on top of it. That means other companies, in addition to our own services, they can come, dock their services. This could be mobile apps or they can anything that has to do with healthcare or wellness and fitness, and add it as a service or product to our marketplace. And everyone on the platform who has those tokens, they can then go and get access to them. For example, they can buy a genome sequencing kit, or they can get their metabolome sequenced, or they could maybe even get a health insurance in the future, or get information about their ancestry, or get a pharmacogenetic profile that tells them which drugs their body can tolerate and which they really have to avoid like hell. This is all very important information. At the same time, companies like a pharmaceutical company, they can use those tokens to sponsor sequencing projects. Now we have already several programs planned where we want to support, for example, people that cannot purchase for themselves a genome sequencing kit, because in some areas in the world, of course, this is way too expensive for some people. But let's imagine we will have one project in India, but also in other areas of the world. And there, of course, we also sponsor those sequencing projects, especially in areas of rare diseases or diabetes. We want to probably start a project soon. And as I said, yeah, companies can also sponsor those projects. They can do this, for example, if they're interested in if they're in drug research, they can run clinical trials, or this could be any company that just want to support their employees. They could sponsor, for example, genome sequencing so that all of the employees then can manage their health and stay healthy longer. So companies can then use it really to optimize their clinical trials. They can add their own apps and services, as I mentioned, to the platform. So if a company has a very new, cool idea how to improve your wellness, your fitness, they can offer it. And all those transactions then happen with the tokens, right? And I think this will be a very, very exciting place in the future.
So yeah, it is a very comprehensive description of what is possible. And I am imagining the fact that the computing technology has evolved. Of course, the genetics technology and the fact that we can actually, there was a time when a whole genome sequence to be built for one person was, what, $100,000 or something like that, right?
That's right, yeah.
That came down. And then the data, the privacy that you talked about, and it's a global challenge. And the technology of blockchain has helped in new taking advantage of all of this. And you also, obviously, it's a project of this nature needs a lot of money, and you have taken the token generation event route. Let's take a minute and talk about what you did there, how much money you raised, so people know that this is a project that's going to be around for some time and be serious.
Oh, yeah. No, this is very, very serious. We had a token sale that ended in May, just a few weeks ago, and we raised around $35 million. And this really helps us to build this global platform, our genetic counselor network, and initiate in all kinds of partnerships. And this is actually a very exciting time because we have so much feedback from all over the world. This is from patient support groups, from patients themselves, clinics, really academic institutions, pharmaceutical companies, all kinds of diagnostic companies that want to work with us, governments. We are already, as I mentioned before, we have one project starting in the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. So the government, they're very open, forward-thinking. They want to invest in blockchain technology and in healthcare and genomics. So they partnered with us for a pilot project over there. We are talking currently to several other governments all around the world that are interested in larger genomic projects and that may need our help there as well. So this is really, we want to really build it very big and really global. And I think it's a very exciting time. We are now, actually, we are hiring people for our Munich office. We are hiring people in India and also for a remote position in the future later this year. And we try really everything to make this really big and sustainable. To do this, we have a fantastic also, not only a team, our core team, but we have also what we call an innovation council. So we have people really heavily involved in Chivo that are really experts in their field, top experts from the cryptography space, from the genomic space, from computer IT, artificial intelligence, data security, a lot of different areas, business development. So really absolutely top experts that help us steer the company into the right direction. In addition to that, I have to mention, because what a lot of people don't get is they say, oh, okay, you raise money now and we don't know what you will do there. And especially if it comes to data privacy, so how can we be sure that you really do not sell our data? You can tell us a lot. No? So to make this really, this whole platform for the user, right? What we're doing, so we will build, that's called the Chivom Foundation. And this is a non-profit organization that will really steer the development of the platform. So that means there will be committees for the ethic committees that look over the ethics, if everything is all right, that it cannot be abused, the data in it. Then there will be, of course, technical advisory boards. There will be standardization committees that work, of course, with other organizations so that we use the right data standards and that we are really always at the forefront of science there and interoperability so that we can interact with other players in the field with, for example, government programs or health programs or with hospitals and so on. And we strongly believe that this should be done by a independent non-profit organization, because so that you can eliminate completely all of those potential financial or ethical conflicts. And long-term, we're even going even further and want to spend some part of our revenue basically to build an R&D, so a research unit, to even go ourselves in the area of precision medicine, drug development. And this will be also a non-profit organization or non-profit unit.
Wow. An interesting side note is I was born in Andhra Pradesh.
Oh, interesting. Fantastic. So we need your genome.
I know, right? That's what I was thinking too. So let's get down to some practicals for some of our listeners that are very hands-on. If I wanted to use Shivom, how do I use it? Do I have to access some of these tokens, and do I use them to pay for my genome sequencing? And then I'm assuming my data is stored there, and then I can even access some of the services that you provide to give me consulting advice. And maybe I'm thinking that the economy of Shivom runs on the Omics token, which is what I use to pay for services.
That's right. And yeah.
In return, I can get paid for probably making my data available to certain agencies that want to utilize that. And I can trust Shivom and its smart contracts to make sure that only the people that I'm giving access to will get access to that. And the payment will be made into probably some kind of a wallet that I have, which I can then probably use to. Am I getting this whole idea right?
Yes, absolutely right. You got it perfectly right. So practically, of course, once we are online with the platform, we've have to find a way to make it really user friendly.
Yeah.
So not everyone is really has a background with blockchain technology. Not everyone has like used cryptocurrencies or tokens, and a lot of people don't even know what it is. So of course we want to make it as easy as possible to use, also for people that have no technological background. So in rural areas all over the world where people have barely access to modern medicine or other modern technologies, and that probably never heard of blockchain before. So this is basically up to UI design team to make it easy accessible and easy understandable. But you're right. So basically in the end you will have a wallet, like your normal wallet with where you usually have money in, but there you have then the Omics tokens that you can purchase. And with those Omics tokens, you can access all the services on the platform. And at the same time, as I said, everything that happens on the platform is very secure. And we use several security layers. One is we work with top cybersecurity experts all over the world, building what we call the privacy layer. So in the moment, we are at a stage where we work on a basic privacy layer. This is already much better than anything what any other company in the world basically provides in terms of data security. But in time, we want to add even layers to it that makes it really absolutely secure with biometrics, with things that's like zero knowledge cryptography and other things we are playing around with, right? And okay, I'm not the expert there, so I cannot dive too much into the details of those algorithms. So for that, we work really with really excellent, very, very smart cryptographers and mathematicians that know what they are doing. And of course, the blockchain component provides an additional layer of security. Although a lot of people always are a little bit also afraid, because a blockchain is also a permanent ledger. That means data that is on the blockchain stays on the blockchain. But there I have to also say, so don't worry. The data itself that is stored of a patient or anyone who wants to manage their health, it's not really directly stored on the blockchain. The blockchain is only a layer basically to direct and control access to the data, right? But nevertheless, we produce basically of your data a hash, and that means it's secure. We would immediately notice if something would be tampered with the data. And of course, it makes also the whole healthcare ecosystem cheaper, because you can access services with other providers directly. This takes out a lot of middlemen and makes the whole process cheaper. So there are another... several other areas where really blockchain really helps us managing your data. Of course, it's decentralized. It helps us to decentralize the data. this means, basically, that there is no single access point for hackers to get hold of your data. This is very, very important. So basically, we want to avoid that, like what happened with several US companies, that some cyber criminal hacks into the database and then just bulk downloads data from millions of people. And with our technological architecture, this is not possible. Yeah. So even in the worst case scenario, let's say, imagine some hyper-intelligent cyber-criminal with a quantum computer could hack into our database, they would, in the worst case scenario, probably then get one single entry. And even that entry would be, again, encrypted and sharded. So it would basically split into several parts. So that would be, it would not be possible to just download your whole genome sequence, as an example. So we try really everything to make it extremely difficult to abuse any data. And of course, blockchain also helps us to work across borders much easier. Since we do not have to rely on normal fiat currencies like dollar, euro, or all of those over 100 other currencies all around the world, where it's really difficult to interact. By using this Omix tokens, it's suddenly really easy. If you're sitting in Malaysia or in Japan or Kenya or somewhere in South America, you still can access services of companies that are in the US or in the UK or in Australia very easily. And this, I think, is it's really a great part of the whole healthcare and precision medicine development. We see already a lot of medical tourism all over the world. And this is something we can also provide a little bit. Now, why would you, as a user, let's say you are sitting in a country that is very expensive, where healthcare is really expensive, why not access the same healthcare service from an area where it's much cheaper? And this, on average, will also help lowering healthcare costs. So that means that governments should be really interested in it as well, to supporting this idea, as well as health insurances, because they can save a lot of money, right? And of course, people that want to stay healthy, people that have a private insurance or that have to cover a lot of services on their own, for them, there's a clear interest in getting better, cheaper healthcare products.
Exciting, exciting. I want to also continue to think about the end user perspective, because I'm looking at the practicality of this as a company. So raising money, as you know, is not the beginning, not the end. It's the end of the beginning. We are now really, really starting to build out the enterprise.
That's right.
Value to people. So when I look back at a crude analogy, I look at Amazon and how Amazon could have started off with anything, but they were super smart to start with the book. And
yes,
there is no variability of the book. The content is going to be the same. I'm sure it was a well thought out decision, but in retrospect, it sounds nothing less than complete stroke of genius. So it looks like that you have, like somebody was saying, like, I feel like a mosquito in a nudist colony. I don't know where to start. You know, it's like, yeah, you have so many things on your platter that you can start off.
Yeah, this is actually the really, this fascinating aspects and why I love working on this project. There are endless possibilities. Of course, in the beginning, we have to focus on certain areas. But if you're really thinking long-term, there are several things that really I'm already getting very excited about. We are already working with AI researchers and companies from the artificial intelligence field. So they will help us also building AI components into our platform to really make this all of this complex data actionable. Long-term, where I see us in a few years, and I'm absolutely sure this will come, where we are at a point where people, for example, can stream their data, their live data from a wearable that measures all kinds of things. I mean, we have already so many sensors that from heart rate to temperature, blood pressure, glucose level, etc. This could be all streamed in real time to a central server where all of those deep learning algorithms really crunch this data and give actionable advice back to you in real time. So basically to your smartphone or to your watch. Or if you look a few years ahead, even like maybe in 15, 20 years from now. And again, I think this is not science fiction. These are things that will come, that you have like small robots in your body that can, for example, take care of your health by you not even knowing what's going on. They're doing it automatically. Like they're sending the data to the central AI unit and get feedback of what has to be up or down regulated. They could inject drugs into your body or filter out other molecules. So there are a lot of different possibilities. And as I said, this in the moment, this really sounds like science fiction. But believe me, I'm so much now in this field. So I went to literally over 200-300 meetings with tech entrepreneurs from all over the world in the past years. And I saw so many really, really exciting and cool things what they are working on. This is absolutely exciting. And 10 years from now, we will have a completely different healthcare environment. Nothing will be the same anymore. The traditional medicines, they will absolutely change. And I hope that Shivom will be really at the forefront of this development. And it's the good thing is we don't work in isolation. So really, one of the core principles of Shivom is we want to reach out. We reach out and people from all over the world basically are invited to work with us. So we would love to work with other companies from all of those cool areas that work on something where people say, wow, this is really fascinating. And we can build something really together that really changes the world, revolutionizes healthcare. We are working also with, of course, with academic researchers, and we would love to support research all over the world. There's so much things to do. And to be honest, healthcare systems are broken, yeah, most over the world. Especially, I could now talk probably for hours about the US healthcare system, but we don't want to go in too much detail there. But there's a lot to improve, yeah, to put it mildly. And I think that the whole community, the Shivom community, but also other communities all around the world that can really proactively help in doing this. No? I can just tell everyone, please don't just sit back. If you want to change something, do it. Don't wait that your government representative is doing something. Some may, a lot will not do anything, and it takes a long, long time usually. But nowadays we have technologies you can really interact with people. And again, we want to invite people to be part of this Shivom community. You can add your expertise if you're a researcher. If you're from government and you want to invest in population health, talk to us, right? We may be able to help. If you're have a new cool AI algorithms to crunch complex data, genomic data or metabolomic data, talk to us. We may implement it in our platform. If you're a patient, maybe we need your DNA. We can, if you have a let's call it an interesting disease, even if it's a tragic part of the person's life. From the research perspective, it may be very interesting to get this person sequenced and to share this data with researchers to see what can be done about this disease. There are a lot of areas where we can really work and interact with. And so I'm a very optimistic person, even if we are just at the very, very beginning of this long journey. I think there's a lot of things that are possible. And I strongly think we just have to do it. Just do it.
So as we come towards the end of our time together on this episode, I want to ask you two or three. So let's pretend that I want to get my genome sequenced with Shivom. I want to know two things. Approximately, when can I do it and how much will it cost in USD? Now, you may say you don't know the answer yet. That's a fair answer, but I wanted to ask you anyways.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, we will implement all of the platform features in steps. So of course we will start with the core, with the genome sequencing. It's really difficult to say, but we are targeting maybe so end of the year to have trials running so that people can get involved and can get their genome sequenced. We don't know yet if we will have it available everywhere at once, or if we first have certain jurisdictions or certain countries where we will start first, because we have to, of course, also work with in compliance with the local laws and to see that everything works properly. And then we go step by step. I think we will start with the genome sequencing component. I guess to get your exome sequence, that will be for sure possible be under $100 already. The whole genome sequencing, we are already also under $1,000. And you mentioned before, that's a few years ago, this cost several $1 million to get your whole genome sequence.
That's actually true.
And now we can do it under $1,000. We... If you believe what the experts in the field say, and also the, of course, the companies that produce the genome sequencing hardware, in a few years, maybe in 2, 3, 4 years from now, we will be at a stage where we talk about a price tag of maybe $100.
Yeah.
So, and this will completely change medicine and genomic medicine, because I'm absolutely convinced that having your genome sequence available to manage your health, by example, sharing it with your physician, your hospital, in case you get hospitalized and so on, this will be just a normal thing to do. Everyone will have that in the future. And the earlier you basically start doing this, the better, because you have a longer time in your lifetime, obviously, to use this data to find ways to improve or maintain your health. And this is the best part of it. When we are talking about genomic data, it's just a once-in-a-lifetime investment, right? unless you are unfortunate and you get a genetic disease like cancer, where certain genes in your body mutate, you really have to be sequenced only once in your lifetime. And the idea is basically, by being on our platform, of course, in the beginning, the data, let's say the reports you get out of it, will be still very limited. But science is progressing in an unbelievable speed. It's really an exponential speed. We find new information. And we will make them accessible, of course. Let's say in 2 years there will be a new discovery. Then people on the platform, of course, they will can still participate. And they don't have to pay extra for this, because there's paid already for the genome sequencing, and they can access all of those new services that will come out. I think it will be very, very, very exciting.
So let me ask, obviously, Dr. Axel, we will need to have you come back over and over again as you do the new releases of your product, as you proceed with your company build out. Because this is far too interesting and exciting for us not to stay connected with you. And it is
absolutely
extremely impactful. So so let's end this episode by you giving our audiences, our listeners, a way to be in touch with the Shivaom Project. If I am a prospective future user, how do I become a community member, stay connected, maybe contribute, maybe learn? What's the best way to do that today?
Well, first of all, I recommend that you join our community by coming to our website, shivaom.io. And of course, in the moment, there's not yet too much information there. So you may want to come back in time and see what changes. We have a variety of social media channels where you can really interact with us and other community members. So we have a large Telegram group. We are, of course, also on Facebook. We have blogs, et cetera, et cetera. So there are lots of ways where you really can interact with us. Of course, you can send the team also classical email. We still support this old technology. And we would really love, of course, the feedback and get people involved, especially researchers from all over the world. We are very, very, very interested in working with them together, with patients, because in the end, everything we want we do here is really for the well-being of the patient and of people that are not yet sick as well. But we have to get involved with those people as well, right? With patient support groups. It would be fascinating to have sponsored sequencing projects all over the world. And we would love to support some of them and bring people really in, also in contact with others. What we also plan long-term is to have really social media groups where people can organize themselves. We will probably have some local Chivo meetups you can get involved in. Of course, groups in the World Wide Web where people, for example, patient groups could come together and exchange information and see how they can support the greater vision of Chivo. So there are a lot of things that can be done. And we are really very open to ideas where else we can basically invest in what we want to see really. What are your interests? And we are also on a learning curve. And that's a reason we would really love to get really feedback from the community, from people that are interested in healthcare, in wellness, in fitness, and in also cool new technologies, right? To drive this whole area of what we call precision medicine or preventive medicine, to move this whole field forward. And to make it really a huge global community. And then I think we are really all winners and we can all gain something from this journey together.
Well, again, thank you very much. And I wish you and your team the very best. But we will have you back again in the near future, Dr. Axel.
I would love that.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptoknights.io.